in the healthcare industry. I know, as even with you working in healthcare, you can probably attest to the need for healthcare. We're not able to meet the demand at the time. So nurses and caretakers do have a very, very stressful job, and they have time constraints. So that also falls back on us. As much as we would love to just blame a healthcare worker, if I'm only going to visit my mom once or twice, you know, a month, and something is going on, that also falls back on me.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh, R-O-S-E-Y-H, 615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Because the Lord that we serve, he is wonderful.
Yeah,
the Bible says he's counselor. He's the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He's all of that and more. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise
yeah.
God. I want to just if you have your Bibles, I got my Sunday school book on yesterday. And I started reading the Sunday school book and the front part of it. And I said, Lord, maybe this is you got me in the right place, because I noticed in our resuscitation, it had the exact same text
yes, sir.
That I was going to preach from.
Yes, sir.
Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 oh. through 12, that entire pericope.
Oh.
So if you have that, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 5. And we're going to read that. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Amen. Through 12. I'm sorry. I'm going to read the whole pericope. Everybody, if you don't understand what a pericope is, it's when you see one. Some of y'all have Bibles that have those little dividers.
Yes.
It looks like a little backwards P. You have seen those in
yes.
your Bible? Praise God. Well, from wherever you start to that is what's considered as an entire pericope. So I want to go ahead and just read that whole thing, even though we're not going to talk about all of that, but I want to read it so that we get the flavor. And you all know these as the Beatitudes.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Yes, sir.
This is 2020.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. And I want us to talk. I want to talk about a way to happiness. Amen. Because if you remember my sermon, those of you all that were here on New Year's Eve night, I mentioned the fact that one of my best writers, a guy by the name of John Steinbeck, and I said he write a book that talks about travels with Charlie. And Charlie just so happened to be his little dog. And he writes that book. And John Steinbeck writes the fact that he went all over the United States. And praise God, met all kind of people. And guess what? None of them were happy. Everybody he met, they were upset about either their job, they were upset about their vocation in life, they were upset with their mates, they were upset with everything. Praise God. So he said that everywhere you go, he just found people who just didn't seem that they were happy. Praise God. So I want to just talk about the way to happiness, since we have just crossed over into 2020.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Look at the words that Matthew's record, the words of Jesus Christ. He says, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, amen, for they shall be called the children of God. Number 10 said, blessed are they which are what? Persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Number 11 said, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Look at verse 12. He says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Amen. You may have a seat. I want to talk about the way to happiness.
Man.
Amen. And I want to look at verse 3 in particular, because that's what I'm going to be talking from. Verse 3 says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. You know, if God said to you on this first Sunday of 2020, if God said, I want you to choose 8 things that you feel would make your new year a happy one, and I will give them to you, praise God, what would you choose? Would you choose to be